You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Sisters, do we believe in what Paul said? The gospel is a great power of God.
差不多保罗可以信主，我差不多觉得世界上没有一个铁石心肠可以不信主。
If Paul could become a Christian, then no one can be exempted.
问题不在保罗，问题可能在你我这些对福音没有信心的人。
Problem is not at Paul himself, but maybe are those of you and I who maybe lack of faith in gospel.
保罗受影响的是谁呢? 不是哪一个人有口才的哲学家。
Paul was converted not because of someone who are eloquent in speech.
保罗信主是因为教会一个执事，他叫斯提凡。
Paul became Christian was because of a deacon, his name is Stephen.
保罗亲眼地看见他为着他信仰的坚持，为着在生死威胁之下的勇气。
Paul eyewitnesses Stephen's stubbornness about his faith and how he would not be afraid of death.
什么叫坚持？什么叫勇气？
What do I mean by insisting and with courage?
就是能力。
That put together means power.
有一次有几个基督徒被抓起来预备枪毙，因着他们的信仰。
A few Christians were rounded up and to be executed because of their faith.
后来那个执行的官就告诉他们说，给你们最后一个机会，如果你们现在放弃你们的信仰，你们可以离开这里。The
executioner gave them the last chance. Say, if you give up your faith, then I will forgive you.
中间有三个基督徒站在那里说，我怎么样都不会改变我的信仰。Three
stood up by saying, no matter what it is, I will not change my faith.
其他的人就放他们生，就让他们离开。The
others changed and were let go.
有一个行刑的兵拿着枪，要枪毙这些基督徒的一个兵。A
soldier who was a member of the firing squad
告诉他的长官说，
told his officer
这些人走掉，我可不可以代替他们的位置？
Those who have departed, can I take their place?
我看见他们的能力，我看见他们的勇气，我看见他们的信心，我心里面受了感动。
I saw their courage, I saw their faith, I saw their insistence, I'm moved.
弟兄姊妹，我们知不知道，上帝今天允许苦难临到我们有一个目的，就是很多目的之一，是让我们有机会为主做见证。Do
you realize one purpose that the Lord allows hardship to descend upon you is so that you can become his witness?
你生活很舒服。 你的这个在进出很舒服，你说来信耶稣，来信耶稣，你要是没有什么了不起，你很好。A
comfortable life may not lead to a very convincing witnessing.
所以为什么穷困的教会灵性比较富足的道理就在这里。This
is maybe a reason why a not so well-to-do churches may become very strong spiritually.
所以保罗后来就说了一句很出名的话。
Therefore, Paul said something very famous.
那句话影响到1958年我信主的时候。
What he said actually influenced me greatly at 1958 when I became a Christian.
保罗在罗马书第7章18节说，我立志行善，由得我行出来，由不得我。And
Paul said in Romans 7:18, I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
但是主的大能让我从这样的一种困境中转回。But
the great power of our Lord had turned me around in this hardship.
他说还没有信主以前，
He said, before I became a Christian,
我不能做该做的事。
I cannot do what I should do.
我不能不做不该做的事。
I cannot do not to do what I should not do.
我信主以后，
Once I become a believer,
我能做该做的事。
I can do what I should do.
我能不做我不该做的事。
I'm able not to do what I should not do.
信主前不能。
Before this, I could not.
信主以前，信主以后，能不。
Afterwards, I'm able not to do.
信主以前，不能。
Before I became a believer, I could not do it.
信主以后，能不。
After I become a believer, I'm able not to do.
弟兄姊妹，信主跟能力有直接的关系。
Indeed.Believing in the Lord has direct relationship with your ability.
在希腊文，这个能力是哪一个字呢？
In Greek, what did the word power refer to?
Dunamis. Dunamis 这个字呢，后来翻译成英文叫做 dynamite.
It's the Greek original word translates into dynamite.
这个能力像炸药一样的能力。
It is the ability or the energy like a dynamite.
Dynamite 是可以影响到我们的周遭。
Dynamite can incur pressure to influence things around you.
Dynamite 有一种扩散的力量。
Dynamite has the power of expansion.
上个礼拜散会以后，有一位刚刚蒙恩没有多久的一位姐妹跟我讲话。
A week ago, a sister.We just became a Christian and came to talk to me.
他问我，他说李牧师。
He said, Pastor Lee.
我可不可以心里面相信，在外面不让人家知道
？Could I just become a believer but not let other people know?
就是说我真心相信，但是李牧师，你不知道，有的时候环境很恶劣哈，你一讲出来啊，问题会很多。
Pastor, I really want to become truly believe in my heart, but sometime because of the circumstances, I cannot acknowledge it.
他的意思要做一个 underground believer, 地下信徒。
So she means to become an underground or hidden believer.
那么他问我可不可能。
She asked me, was that possible?
我毫不考虑地告诉他说可能。
Without any hesitation, I told her yes.
因为圣经上有这样的例子嘛。
Because there were such examples,
对不对？
In the Bible.
是谁？那人叫什么？姓尼，他名字很奇怪，叫哥尼姆，叫尼哥底姆。
Like Nicodemus.
尼哥底姆就是个暗暗做门徒的人。
Nicodemus was like an underground disciple.
他晚上来找耶稣。
He came to Jesus in the dark.
有人说他为什么晚上来找耶稣
？Why did he come in the evening hours?
人家说他早上太忙。
Some said he was too busy in the morning.
人家说啊，才不是这样，他不好意思了。
Some would say maybe he's a little bothered by it.
他是 embarrassed, 他觉得很不好意思，在晚上暗暗的、偷偷的、
perhaps、
在人背后的来看耶稣。
Perhaps he feel embarrassed to come during the day, therefore he came in the evening.
你暗暗的做基督徒，可能
it is possible.
但是
but
做不久啊。
You cannot be an underground Christian for long.
他暗暗地做基督徒做了一段时间，但是等到他看见耶稣上十字架，他改变。
He was a hidden Christian for some time, but once he saw that Jesus was nailed on the cross, he changed.
当耶稣死了以后，他就浮现出来，他拿了100斤的香膏，他告诉人说：“我是耶稣的门徒，我要去膏耶稣的身体。”
So after Jesus died, he surfaced. He brought the spice to oil Jesus' body.
弟兄姊妹，因为在你我的里面有一个 dynamite.
Because in you and me, there's a dynamite within.
你不可能，我不可能把耶稣藏在里面而不让人知道。
It is impossible for you and I to hide Jesus in our heart, not to let others know.
如果吃那么一点点的小大蒜，人家都一下就抓得出来。你有耶稣在你里面，怎么可能会让人家不知道
？People will know.
保罗在《使徒行传》很有意思，人家给他两个很奇怪的评语。
In the Acts. People use two different words to ways to describe Paul.
在使徒行传十七章第六节，有人称保罗为那搅乱天下的。
In one place, they refer Paul as the one will turn the world upside down.
这是 RSV 的翻译 Revised Standard Version. 他翻译说这个人是 turn the world upside down. 这个人是把整个世界翻过来的一个人。
This is the person who had to turn the world upside down.
什么叫做把世界翻过来的人？
What does that mean by turning the world upside down?
因为他就在那边有影响。
Because he's influential, he has impact.
耶稣说你是盐，你是光。
Jesus said you are the salt and the light.
我在说盐不需要多就已经可以调味。
I have often mentioned there is not need to be a lot of a salt to be able to be tasteful.
光不需要非常的亮，你就可以驱散黑暗。
It doesn't need to be a great deal of light.You can cast the shadows away.
我以前不断地提醒我自己，不要咒诅黑暗，总要点一支蜡烛就够了。
I often say, do not curse the darkness, but light up a candle.
今天我们在主面前已经有盐，已经有光在我们里面，为什么我们在外面没有影响力？
We are already the salt and the light of this world. How come we have no impact to the outside world?
求主帮助我在每一个不同的地方成为 turn the world upside down 的一个人。
May the Lord help us so each and every one of us can be the one to 搞乱天下。
二十四章第五节把保罗讲另外一个形容来形容他。
Chapter 24, verse 5 describe Paul differently.
他们说我们看保罗像瘟疫一般的。
Paul is like a troublemaker or the one who carries a disease.
那么 troublemaker 是 NIV 的翻译，在这个 RSV again 是 pestilent fellow. 他是一个带着传染病的一个人。
Or in RSV, it's translated as pestilent fellow, the one who carries disease.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天都很怕带菌者，怕他传染给我们。
We're very much afraid of someone who carries a communicable disease.
你跟他讲话，空气传染。
You speak to him, the germs may be propagated through air.
你跟他握手，接触传染。
You shake his hand, the germ can be transmitted by contact.
你知道什么意思吗？
What does that mean?
一个基督徒跟人家讲话，应该马上传染。
Because a Christian needs to propagate his faith to others.
一个基督徒跟人接触，应该马上感染。
As soon as a Christian touches someone, his faith should be transmitted.
你说李牧师太理论喽，太理想喽。
Perhaps you say this may be too idealized.
保罗说，这福音本是上帝的大能。
But Paul repeated that the gospel is the great power of God.
当我们把这句话成为我们今年的主题的时候
，As we turn this verse into the theme of our church.
我们盼望这句话成我们每一个人生活见证的实际。
I want you, each one of you, to practice this in your daily life.
弟兄姊妹，我越做基督徒，越觉得传福音不是一个传福音的工作，传福音已经变成每一个基督徒的 lifestyle 生活形态。
So preaching is not just part of yourself, but become your lifestyle.
我们教会。推销 daily bread 哈，那么我们每一次订了很多，但是发现有的时候生意很好，有的时候人家不太看。我很喜欢 daily bread， 因为里面有很多很感人的小故事。
We subscribe to daily bread and ask you to use it, and there are some stories in there that are very useful.
如果你们不看也好，因为你们看了以后，我讲到没有故事好讲。那在92年的时候看了一个故事。
I remember a story was in '92 a daily bread.
在美国有一个小村镇。他们在那边要开一个小酒吧，一个小酒店。
There was a small town and they were going to open a bar.
那么当地的基督徒很不满意。
The local Christians were unhappy about it.
他们反对。
They stood up to oppose it.
后来牧师说：“我们不要反对，我们礼拜二来祷告。”
So the pastor says, "Well, don't just walk the protest line, but come to church on Tuesday. Let us pray."
他们就同心祷告。
So they gather to pray.
就祷告没有多久。
And shortly after that,
在那酒店要开张之前没有几天
，right before the bar was going to open,
突然雷电交加，那个电打到那个房子烧掉。
Suddenly, the lightning struck the house and it burned the bar down.
哇、哦，那个酒店老板回来查出来了，原来那些基督徒在祷告。
So the bar owner discovered that the church, the Christians were praying. For this,
我到法院去告教会。
So you went to the court to sue the church.
你知道今天在美国动不动就告来告去。
Yeah, you know how the Americans like to go to court.
教会就拼命否认。
Of course, the church denied it.
拼命否认，没有啦，没有这件事情啦，这个偶然啦，这个闪电，这个怎么可以跟我们有关系呢？
The church did not deny for the prayer, but denied for the connections between the lightning and the prayer.
后来法官说了一句话。
But then the judge said this.
他说 ，I am confused. 就我自己也搞乱。
He says, I'm very confused.
我不知道怎么判决。
I do not how to judge this.
但是我发现一件事情。
But I did find one thing.
酒店的老板相信上帝有大能，教会不相信。
I find that the bar owner believes the great power of God, but the church members do not.
哎呀，我看了那篇东西，赶快把它剪下来。
So I keep that story.
我等上今天这样的机会才来讲。
So I tell you the story today.
因为其实这两年我常常想到这个故事，对我有很大很大的提醒。
And this story was a good reminder for myself.
弟兄姊妹，到底我们今天信不信上帝是大能？
Do we really believe?That God is ever powerful.
前天我到医院去看一位信徒。
Two days ago, I went to the hospital to visit one of our Christians.
我从医院出来的时候，我心里很难过。
So I was leaving. I feel greatly, and my heart was greatly saddened.
我不是不相信神有能力要医治他。
It is not that I do not believe the Lord has the power.To heal him.
我不是不相信神有能力会现在他的身上不一定医治他。
It is not I did not believe that the Lord would have the, has the power to cure him, to heal him.
但是那个病人不信。
But the person himself did not believe.
他是基督徒。
He was a Christian.
他是基督徒。
He is a Christian.
但是他说上帝是大能的。是啦，在李牧师身上是这样。但我不是这样。
He said, yes, the Lord is very powerful, and his power may manifest through you, Pastor Lee, but not through me.
弟兄姊妹，让我们在神的面前再一次来反省，来检讨。
So let us examine ourselves once again.
我们相不相信这个能力？
Do we believe in this power?
我最近认识一位从中国大陆到 Boston 来读书的一位学者。
I came to know a scholar from China. He came to the Boston to study.
前一阵子我跟他一次的谈话，给我有很深很深的震撼。
Times ago when I had my conversation with him, he struck me with a strong impact.
我们常常跟他传福音，我们看见他对福音有反应，感谢主。
We preached the gospel to him. We see how he responded to the gospel.
但是我跟他谈的那一次的经验是这样。
And the experience I had with him was like this.
我说某某先生，你不信基督教。
I said to him, Mr. So and So, you do not believe in Christianity.
那你怎么在中国大陆教基督教呢？
How come you teaching Christianity in China?
那他在中国是教宗教，教基督教。
He is a professor of religion, specialized in teaching Christianity.
然后他就看着我，他就说。
He looked at me, he said.
他说李牧师，你的心太窄。
He said, Pastor Lee, maybe your heart is too narrow.
他说为什么教基督教一定要做基督徒呢？
Why should a teacher of Christianity has to be a Christian?
给他一问，愣住了，我愣住了。
So I was somewhat stunned by this question.
然后他说我举个例给你听。
He said, I'll give you an example.
今天全世界很多的人教共产主义。
He said, "There's a lot of people in this world teaching communism."
他们不是共产党。
But they are not the communists.
他们也可以教共产主义。
They can still teach communism.
哦，他一讲，把我讲的无言以对。
So I was speechless.
感谢主，福音是神的大能在我里面 generate 一个能力出来。
But thank the Lord, the gospel is indeed the great power of God.
我就告诉他。
So I told him.
这个传三民主义。或者教三民主义不做国民党，传共产主义不做共产党，证明一件事情。
You can preach, you can teach communism, but not to be a communist, or you teach the three principle of people, but you may not be a a member of 国民党，
证明共产主义失败，证明三民主义失败。
That proved the failure of these two ideologies.
如果你今天教基督教，而你不能成为一个基督徒，证明基督教失败。
If you can teach Christianity but not being a believer, that means the failure of Christianity.
如果你所教的是真正的基督教，你一定有一天你心里面会受感动。
If what you teach is the true Christianity, then you will be moved.
我巴不得那位在我们中间，我实在盼望他能够站起来做见证，说：“李牧师，我现在越听到，越查圣经，越领会，我同意你这句话。”
I hope he's among us. He can stand up and to testify.
不过话说回来，弟兄姊妹，我们今天有没有这个能力在我们里面？
Let me ask you again. Do we have this great power?
这福音本是神的大能。
The great power that is derived from the gospel.
我们有时间讲第二。救第三可相信。
So we will not go on today with salvation and the belief today.
但是单单能力的检讨够我们今天早上在主的面前思想。
Just to study the word power is enough for us to ponder about.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我求你再一次让这个教会经历五旬节的经历。
Lord, our Father, I ask you once again.To ask this church to experience the experience of Pentecost.
让我们真实在你的面前得着像 dynamite, 像炸药一样的这样的能力。
So we will receive the power like dynamite.
主啊，让我们没有办法隐藏我们是盐是光的事实。
There's no way we could hide the fact that we are the salt and the light.
让我们今天早上听了这个信息。
This morning, after we hear this message,
让我们回到家就体验到你能力的奇妙。
So as we return to our home, we would experience your existence of your power.
靠着你的能力，做一个更好的丈夫或者妻子。
With your great power, we can become a better spouse.
靠着你的能力，让我们成为更好的父母或者是儿女。
With your great power, we can become a better parent or a child.
靠着你的能力。让我们做一个更好的神的儿女。
With your great power, we can become a better children of God.
听我的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God.You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.